Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim that we should not put our faith in men who doesn't have the ability to help us anyway. Why? Teseruho yashub la'admato. For when his breath leaves him, he will return to his earth. The Menorah Tamaor asks, why should the fact that man will eventually die explain why we shouldn't rely on him now? Maybe while he's alive, he could help. The rabbi explains, man is like an inflatable figure. Imagine a person who's walking alone at night and sees from the distance what appears to be a large, scary person, and he becomes afraid. But when he gets closer, he sees it's just a float. He punctures it, all the air comes out, and he realizes there was nothing to fear. Says the Menorah Tamaor, the Pasuk is telling us, don't rely on man who is only able to live because of the oxygen which is moving through his body. Rather, rely on the one who is pumping it into him, because he is the only one who counts. Many times, we think we're going to be helped financially from certain people, and in the end, they don't come through. It's so important to realize, those people have no say in our income. Hashem is the one controlling everything. He's controlling them. He gives us our money in the way that He sees fit. Sometimes He'll give it to us through our hishtadlut, our daytime jobs, and other times He'll give it to us from a completely unexpected source. Either way, it's the same Hashem. And therefore, we should not put too much emphasis on the where. Harbe Sheluhim Lamakom. Hashem has many messengers. I received an email from a woman who said she was dealing with a couple who agreed to rent her apartment for Pesach. She spent time and effort cleaning it and preparing for that couple's arrival. They recently canceled due to extenuating circumstances. Initially, the woman was distraught. Besides for all the wasted time she spent cleaning the apartment, now she was going to lose out on needed funds. But then she stopped herself. She said this was what Hashem wanted. It wasn't those people. And she accepted it and felt much better. The next day, as she walked into the school which she teaches at, the principal handed her a very generous bonus check for Pesach expenses. This woman has been teaching in that school for about 20 years and never received a bonus. The amount of the check was exactly what she expected to make from that apartment rental. Harbe Sheluhim Lamakom. If the money is meant to come, it will come. And if it is not, it's Hashem controlling it. A man told me, a few years ago, he fell on hard times and he lost all of his money. He felt bad about it, but he needed to come on to others and ask them for help. A generous woman was in contact with his wife, and she was able to get them back on their feet. Baruch Hashem, now they're doing much better. One day last week, this man gave $180 to someone collecting for Pesach. The same day, he paid his shul bill of $170. Shortly after that, he heard of a worthy organization collecting for Pesach, and he gave them $500. And then he heard of another organization and extended himself to give another $500, a total of $1,350. He came home that night and he told his wife how happy he was that they were able to be giving charity now rather than receiving it. It was a struggle, but he was happy to extend himself, and he told her the amount he gave. She then said to him, wow, that generous woman who was helping us these past few years, she just left a message on the machine that as a holiday present, she deposited $1,300 into our grocery store account. Amazing. She then called the woman to thank her, and she asked, why did she choose a number like $1,300? The woman replied, I really don't know. It's a strange number, but that's what popped into my head. She told her about the $1,350 that her husband just donated. And then it all made sense. Harbeh Sheluchim Lamakom. Hashem gives us money through many different avenues. We should never feel dependent on any one source other than Hashem. Have a great day.